The town of the Blue Mountains has launched its new lobbyist registry. The registry, designed to enhance accountability and transparency, will provide insights into lobbying activities directed towards town council and staff by individuals or organizations. Following approval at council's meeting on November 12, 2024, the lobbyist registry went into effect and is live on the town's website here. Enforcement and penalties will come into effect on Monday, May 12, 2025, allowing for a 6-month grace period to enable council, staff and the public training and familiarization with the new process. The registry fosters accountability and transparency by publicly listing the names of lobbyists, their affiliations, lobbying objectives, and the town officials lobbied. Lobbyists must register within 10 days following any interaction with a public official falling into one of these categories. Consultant lobbyists. Individuals engaged to lobby for a client on a paid basis. In-house lobbyists. Individuals lobbying on behalf of their employer. Voluntary unpaid lobbyists. Individuals lobbying for themselves or an organization without compensation. On Tuesday, November 26, 2024, the town's lobbyist registrar, Principals Integrity, will provide training for council, staff and the public, outlining the requirements under the lobbyist registry bylaw. In addition to the public training session, the town has created a Frequently Asked Questions webpage to provide additional information regarding the lobbyist registry, including who is considered a lobbyist, what activities are considered lobbying, how to register and how to report lobbying activities. The launch of the lobbyist registry demonstrates council's commitment to accountability and transparency, said Mayor Andrea Matrasovs. The registry will ensure that our community is informed about who is influencing local decisions, thereby fostering greater trust and openness in our decision-making processes. Those interested in learning more about the lobbyist registry, including enforcement measures, or to subscribe for updates, please visit the webpage here.